Hello, this is Anviti. Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Wednesday, September 17th, and coming up in today's episode. Saurabh Bhardwaj dares Surya Kumar Yadav and BCCI to donate match earnings to Pahalgam victims. Asaduddin Owaisi explodes a joint opposition in Bihar and claims three letters for alliance were ignored. Supreme Court warns of farmer arrest for stubble burning as Delhi inches closer to peak pollution season. And US authorities claim Charlie Kirk shooter admitted to the assassination in text messages to roommate. Adding to the controversy surrounding the Asia Cup, Aam Aadmi Party leader Saurabh Bhardwaj has criticized Team India's T20 captain Surya Kumar Yadav following his tribute to the victims of the Pahalgam terror attack as being hollow. The comments came after India's victory against Pakistan in the recent Asia Cup match. Mr. Bhardwaj questioned the sincerity behind Yadav's post-match dedication, challenging him along with the BCCI and in fact the ICC to donate their earnings from the match to the families affected by the tragedy. Speaking to reporters, Bhardwaj had said he dedicated the win to the victims of the Pahalgam attack very easily. If he and the BCCI and ICC have truly the courage, then all the money earned through broadcasting rights, advertisements and the match itself should have been given to the 26 widows of the Pahalgam attack. Then we'll believe the tribute was real. He went on to say they don't have the courage to actually do anything. It's easy to say something is dedicated to someone and simply move on. The Aam Aadmi Party leader's comments were widely shared after being posted by the Press Trust of India on social media. At the time of reporting, there had been no response from Surya Kumar Yadav, the BCCI or in fact the ICC. India secured a 7-wicket win in Sunday's match, which had already drawn controversy online, with calls for a boycott in the wake of the Pahalgam terror attack. The match was criticized by several opposition leaders who accused the government of failing to take a firm stand against Pakistan. Following the win, Yadav had stated that the victory was dedicated to our armed forces who took part in Operation Sindoor and said that the team stands with the families of victims of Pahalgam terror attack. Indian players also chose not to shake hands with the opposition team, with both captains refraining from the customary pre-match handshake. 26 tourists, including a Nepalese national, were killed in the attack on 22nd April in Jammu and Kashmir's Pahalgam. Following this, India launched Operation Sindoor, which led to almost warlike situations between India and Pakistan. Because of all of this as the backdrop, many in India had opposed India participating in the Asia Cup and playing against Pakistan. Opposition parties, many activists, and some celebrities had raised the question of not playing Pakistan as a sign of true patriotism. In the run-up to the Bihar elections, AIMIM leader and Hyderabad MP Asaduddin Owaisi has already addressed allegations of being BJP's B-team a few times. But this time he claims the opposition cannot repeat such claims when they don't even include him in their joint alliance for the polls. Speaking with NDTV, Mr. Owaisi said that the All India Majlis-e-Ittehad-ul-Muslimeen or AIMIM was open to contesting just 6 seats as a part of possible alliance in Bihar. Bihar already has a Mahagathbandhan opposition alliance comprising Congress, RJD and many smaller and left-leaning parties. He said letters were sent directly to RJD chief Lalu Prasad Yadav and also to Tejaswi Yadav, but no response was received. Quote, "We wrote 3 letters. Akhtarul Iman wrote the 2 to Lalu ji and 1 final letter to Tejaswi. We said it clearly. We will take 6 seats. We don't even want a ministerial post if the alliance forms a government. Just set up a Simanchal Development Board. What more could we have done?" Mr. Owaisi said. In 2020, the AIMIM had a surprising performance in Bihar, winning 5 seats in the Simanchal region. However, 4 of those MLAs later joined the RJD. Referring to that, Mr. Owaisi said, "They say we are the BJP's B team. But when they took away 4 of our MLAs, no one said anything. Yet when the BJP did the same with Shiv Sena, there was an outrage." Last week, the AIMIM's Bihar unit made a public push for inclusion in the alliance. Party workers gathered outside Lalu Yadav's home, beating drums and putting up posters. Bihar unit president Akhtarul Iman said they also tried informal channels. Quote, "We even sent word through RJD MLAs and the reply we got was, AIMIM should not contest at all." Mr. Oweisi stressed that his party has a duty towards the people of Simanchal. Quote, "There's frustration on the ground. We are being unfairly branded. 4 days ago, we handed over our letter and beat our drums till they act like they cannot hear us." A few months earlier, he had ridiculed the opposition by saying he's ready to join them. But when they lose against the NDA, the India bloc should then not come back with these B-team and the unfairness claims. At that time, he had said, quote, "Our state party chief Akhtarul Iman is trying his best, and I have asked him to try his best. No one should cry after the election, mummy, mummy, they have stolen our chocolate. If they're ready for an alliance, I am ready. I don't want the BJP NDA to return, but if they don't agree, we would have to contest the elections alone, right?" The Supreme Court has warned that farmers who continue to burn stubble in violation of environmental rules would face arrest. The statement came during a hearing on Wednesday as the court looked into the ongoing failures by the states to tackle pollution in Delhi, NCR, linked to stubble burning. The statement came during a hearing on Wednesday as the court looked into ongoing failures by various states surrounding Delhi, NCR, to tackle pollution which is caused by stubble burning. Chief Justice of India B.R. Gawai, heading the bench, said farmers play a crucial role in ensuring the country's food security, but added that this cannot be used as an excuse for damaging the environment. Quote, "We understand the importance of farmers, but that does not give anyone the right to pollute the air," unquote, the Chief Justice said, according to Warren Bench. He suggested that stricter penalties, including arrest and jail time, could be introduced to deter violations. The hearing was a part of Suo Motu proceedings the top court had initiated earlier this year, Suo Motu being that the court itself recognized this issue and no one had filed a plea. These focus on non-compliance by national capital region states such as Punjab, Haryana and Uttar Pradesh with orders to fill vacancies to the state pollution control boards. The judges stressed that these pollution boards cannot be vacant, especially as the November-December peak pollution time is approaching. Justice Vinod Chandran, who was also on the bench, questioned why state governments had failed to enforce the stubble burning law strictly despite repeated directions from the court. The bench expressed concern that pollution levels continue to spike each year with little improvement on the ground. Senior advocate Rahul Mehra, representing Punjab, informed the court that efforts were underway to bring down air pollution levels in the state. However, amicus curiae Aparajita Sinha noted that farmers in some regions were still burning crop residue despite the availability of government incentives and machinery. She told the court that some farmers intentionally burned stubble during times when satellite monitoring was not active, making detection harder. In October 2024, the Supreme Court had summoned the chief secretaries of Punjab and Haryana and asked them to amend local laws to allow for heavier fines for stubble burning. Court observed on Wednesday that such steps had yet to produce noticeable results. The bench reiterated the need for a balanced approach, offering support to farmers who comply while taking firm action against those who don't. The court has now asked for fresh status reports from the states and will take final call on potential arrests and stricter penalties the next hearing. The man accused of killing conservative activist Charlie Kirk in USA allegedly admitted to the crime in a series of text messages to his roommate, according to newly released court documents. Tyler Robinson, 22, is facing multiple charges including murder after Charlie Kirk was fatally shot at Utah Valley University last week. Kirk, 31, was struck in the neck by a single rifle round while speaking at the event. He was the founder of Turning Point USA, a conservative student organization, and a close ally of Donald Trump. Court filings say Robinson messaged his roommate shortly after the shooting, confessing to the act and explaining his motives. The reports claim that this roommate was also Robinson's romantic partner and is claimed to be a transgender person by the authorities. In one messenger, he reportedly wrote, quote, "I had enough of his hatred. Some hate cannot be negotiated out." He also confirmed this to his alleged partner, "I'm so sorry, I'm sorry," when asked if he was the one who carried out the shooting. Prosecutors allege that Robinson planned the killing for over a week and left handwritten notes outlining his intent. One of those notes found hidden under a keyboard read, "I had the opportunity to take out Charlie Kirk and I'm going to take it." The court documents also include transcripts of messages between Robinson and his alleged roommate slash partner, where he discussed hiding the rifle used in the shooting and his fears about being caught. He reportedly asked this partner to then delete the messages and not speak to the media or police and lawyer up if being called upon. Robinson was arrested late last Thursday in St. George, Southern Utah, around 240 miles from the scene of the shooting. He turned himself in after being convinced by a retired sheriff's deputy he was a family friend. During a search of Robinson's home, police found a shell casing with markings matching those found near the abandoned rifle at the crime scene. They also recovered paper targets with bullet holes. Robinson's mother told investigators that her son has shifted politically over the last year, becoming more left-leaning and supportive of the LGBTQ rights after starting a relationship with his allegedly transgender partner. To be noted that Robinson was raised in a strictly Christian household and they're both Republicans. Now FBI is examining the gaming chatroom on Discord where Robinson had been active. FBI Director Kash Patel confirmed the investigation was ongoing and that the agency was following all leads. Robinson faces charges including felony, discharge of a firearm, obstruction to justice, and witness tampering. Some charges carry enhancements related to political motivation in the presence of children and the presence of children during the incident. If convicted, he could face life in prison or even the death penalty. That's all for today. You were listening to the news with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to the news with NDTV on Apple, Spotify and the NDTV news app. This is your host Anviti, signing off.